Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning is fine, and the Lamb is alive, and the night is free as the day. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for me, some. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrows, no trouble, I say. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh, yes, there the flowers will be blooming, and the grass will be green, and the skies will be clear.
Hallelujah!
And serene. Oh, yes, will the sun ever beams in the valley of dreams, and no clouds there will live, will be seen. Oh, yeah. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for me and you. There'll be peace in the valley for, oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrows, no trouble, I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh, yes. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, oh yes, there'll be peace on the wild. Shall be led by little child. I'll be chained, will be creature that I am. Oh, oh, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for, oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, I say. There'll be peace in the valley for, oh, there'll be peace in the valley, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for, oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, I say. There'll be peace in the valley for me.
Rock of Ages, clear for me.
Rock of Ages, clear for me.
Hallelujah.
Let me hide myself in woe. Let the water, oh my Lord, from thy wound inside which flow. Be of sin a double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Would my tears forever flow? Would my zeal no longer I know? Is for sin could not atone. Thou must save, Lord, only thou alone. In my hand, no price I bring. Oh Lord, simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in hallelujah, when I rise to earth I know, oh Lord, and beyond thy throne, oh please Lord, rock of me. ages cleared for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Oh, hallelujah. We have a rock. And it's so high that we can hide. Amen. We thank the Lord that that rock that followed the children of Israel as even they went through the wilderness, that same rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, is here tonight. Amen. Oh, the rock that gave the children of Israel in the wilderness, that fountain, that water of life, oh, is here to give that same fountain of life tonight. How many believe that? Oh, let us now just commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Say, Lord, we thank you, God, for yet another grace, oh, privilege to be in your presence. Lord, we thank you, O God, because your word will always stand for your children. And that we look to your word, which assures us this evening that where two or three are gathered together in your name, oh, there you are in their midst. So, Lord, we thank you that you are here tonight. Oh, Lord, we are not looking at number, but we are looking to you, the Christ Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, tonight we just surrender ourselves, Lord, into your hands. We bring our hearts, our thoughts, our minds. Oh, every part of us, oh, Lord, Father, we lay them upon the altar. The Lord Jesus, you let your fire to come and consume us, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to need the Holy Spirit at this hour. Oh, that the Holy Spirit of God to lead us, oh God, through your word. Father, it's yet another time, Lord, with you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, oh, that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, oh, but now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. I was blind, oh, but now. Oh, I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear. It was grace that taught my heart. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, that amazing grace. Oh, my fears really. Oh, how precious did that grace appear? Oh, how precious did, oh, that grace appear? Dear, oh, I first Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for yet another moment like this, O God, that we find ourselves in your presence, O God. Father, we thank you for that amazing grace. The grace that has seen us through the day, O God, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, even granting us, Lord, genuine mercies, O God, for us to be here.
Father, we thank you, the Lord, today, O Lord, it was through your grace that has seen us through our working places, in our homes, our children going to school and back, O Lord. Everything has been that grace, Lord. Father, we thank you for the mercies and above all your loving kindness towards us, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that tonight you've made it yet another time for us, O God, to come to your presence, Lord. Father, many are not here, but Father, we know that they wish that they will to be here. But Father, the circumstances, Lord, we commit all of them into your hands. Our wives that are home looking after the children, Father, all of them, Father, we commit all of them to your hands, Lord. That tonight your blessings, oh, you being the omnipresent God, oh Lord, let your presence be felt wherever they are also. The Lord, you bless each and every one, O God. Father, your word, O Lord, we just want to surrender your word to you, O God, because you are the author of it. Father, just lay your hands upon your word and make it alive, Father, unto us. As we continue our studies on the divine nature, Lord, we want to be like you, God. So, Lord, help us, O Lord, wherever we fall short, Father, help us, O God, to put things right in our lives, O God, that when you come, O Lord, we will not find ourselves wanting. Father, we want ourselves to be your dwelling place, Lord. Help us tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. As we still standing, let's take our scripture and turn to, we have two readings. We have divine nature. We are on patience today. Patience. We are still building the house. Patience. You are still on the house. We read from Hebrews 6, 11 to 15. And then the same Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. So let's read our first text. So Hebrews 6, 11 to 15. Let's hear the word of God. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope, unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them that who through faith and patience inherit the promise. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Amen. Our second reading, the same Hebrews 10, 35 and 36. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Amen. Heavenly Father, these are your words, and we know every word is life. Father, it is life, that's why we're here tonight. Let the life of your word, O God, O Lord, be our portion tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let every dead condition, oh God, oh Lord, come back to life in us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? Divine nature. Are we still on our divine nature? The studies on patience. Oh, praise the Lord. And from the scripture that we just read, we hear of Abraham. Praise the Lord. We hear of Abraham that he said he had a promise and he patiently endured and he obtained what the promise. Amen. And then when you look at the second reading, and so in the same first reading, he said, and so we should be followers. See? We should be followers of them that through faith and patience they are able to inherit what the promises of God. And so when we look at our second reading in Hebrews 10, 35 and 36, it said, cast not away therefore your confidence. That means cast not away therefore your faith. Amen. You see, faith is our what? Is the foundation of the house that we are building. So he said, cast not away therefore your confidence, that's faith, which had great recompense of reward. Amen. See? When we look at Hebrews 11, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That he is a rewarder. You see, he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. See? So our faith, cast not away therefore your confidence. That's your faith. Amen. Because there is a reward for it. My brother, this faith, which is the foundation of the house, is so great. Because without faith, we cannot please God. Without faith, that your house can never please God. Amen. You will see that it is just through that same faith that even the world was formed. Could you imagine that? Through that same faith, the foundation of the world. What did the Bible say? It said, through faith, see, we understand that the worlds were framed. See, foundation. Even God is through faith. He laid the foundation of this world. Amen. Because he said the earth was what? It was without form. Void. Darkness upon the deeps. Oh, praise the Lord. It was what? Faith. That we understand that it was through faith that the world was what? Framed. Amen. And then, on our topic, the prophet started and said, add patience to your faith. Amen. Add patience to your faith. And he said, if you got faith, it worketh what? Patience. Faith worketh patience. Amen. So he said, so this patience now, that's the next thing that is going to build this stature. You know, God got real material in his building. Oh, yes, sir. This building, God has got real material. Amen. Oh, material of faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance. And now we are on patience. Ah, we are going up. Brother. Oh, praise the Lord. See? We are going up. We are on patience. Oh. See, he said he's got real good materials. The prophet said real good materials for what? Said he God got real material in his building. Amen. And then he asked, patience with what? Patience with what? Is that first thing is have patience with God. Amen. First thing, have patience with God. If you've got real genuine faith, you will have real genuine patience. Because faith worketh patience. Amen. He said, when God says anything, you believe it. When God says anything, you believe it. That's all. You got patience. Amen. As we read of Abraham, he said, God told Abraham, and 25 years later, there wasn't even one sign. He still believed it. You see, it was patience with God. 25 years, still waiting. So the prophet said, patience, what, patience with what? He said, first thing, have patience with God. Amen. Amen. Let's all have patience with God. And Abraham is an example. 25 years. And so the scripture that we read, it said, so we should be what? Followers of them that through faith and patience, they inherited what? The promises. Amen. So have patience with God. Amen. Abraham was called and given a promise. We all know that. And it was very hard promise. Because he had no child. And age was against him and the wife. They were very old. And yet, God promised that you are going to be father of many nations. See? Very hard word, promise. But yet, he said in the scripture in Romans 4:20, he said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But was strong in faith. You see, the foundation was strong. Amen. Abraham's foundation of patience was strong. Faith. Amen. Said, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded. See, we come to that again. See, as we were doing, we were handling faith. He said what? Faith is what? When you become persuaded that all things are possible to them that believe. See. He was being fully persuaded what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. And after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Patience. Amen. And he said, Abraham had a testimony. That testimony was that it was imputed to him for righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Imputed to him for righteousness. And that's the righteousness of God. Amen. The divine nature. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then the prophet came on Noah. He picked on Noah. He said, Noah had patience. Yeah. Noah had real godly patience. God said, I'm going to destroy this world with rain. And Noah preached 120 years at it. He was preaching. Repent. God is going to destroy this world with rain. 420 years. What do you think the congregation will be saying? How many years now? You'll be preaching the same thing. We've not even seen a dew from heaven yet. See? But he was patient with God. See, no one never had it easy with the congregation, with the people. Preaching all these years. Repent, because God is going to destroy this world with rain. They may ask, what is that rain at all you're talking about? Water from the skies? Oh, my. See? He had patience. Because God has said it. Amen. Noah preached 120 years. Plenty patience, you see. Because you yourself, God, you said you destroyed this world. I'm preaching and preaching 120 years. I'm not seeing anything. You have not told me anything yet. But he still had patience with God. See? He said he had plenty of patience. Not even a dew fell from heaven. Wasn't nothing. See? Just as dusty as it ever was for 120 years. But he was patient. Amen. 120, all that we see is always dust, dusty. But he still what? Had patience. You see, he said, the prophet said, God tries our what? Our patience. God will try your patience. Amen. He said, after he told Noah, Noah, I want you to go ahead and get in the ark. I'm going to run the animals in there. I want you to get in. Climb upstairs now so you can look out at the top window. Now I want you to get in there. But I want you to tell the people this. You see? Tomorrow, what I have been preaching for 120 years is going to take place. See, the prophet was giving a drama. He said, before you go in, go and tell the people that tomorrow what I've been preaching, all these 120 years, is going to happen now. Amen. So we could see Noah going to tell the people now. Say, you have been complaining. See, now it's happening tomorrow. Oh, praise the Lord. All that I've been preaching 120 years is going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow is not going to happen. It's going to take place. Amen. And what happened? He said, the prophet said, I believe he might have told his family and his daughter-in-laws and all of them. Said, oh my, tomorrow you are going to see something you ain't never seen. Because all over the skies is going to be black. Thunder and lightning is going to take place. God's big sword is going to zip through the skies and he's going to condemn this bunch of sinners that's turned us down for these 120 years. You just watch and see. Amen. You just watch and see. It's going to happen. Then what happened? The prophet went on with the drama. He said, next day, instead of a black cloud, here comes the sun coming up like it always did. Amen. Instead of what? The clouds changing to bring what? The evidence that rain is coming. It was what? Sunshine like all the days. Noah looked out and said, hey, there isn't any cloud. But Noah, he had patience and said, if it didn't come today, it will be here tomorrow. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. See, faith worketh patience. If it has not happened today, it will happen tomorrow. Amen. If God has not done it today for me, it will surely come. Oh, can you have that patience and wait on him? If it doesn't happen today, my brother, continue praying. Continue on his praise, his presence. He said, today it never happened, it will happen tomorrow. Surely he will not fail. Patience. Amen. So that's right. Why? God said so. Noah waited. 4 days passed. No rain. It's all right. It's going to happen. Then he said, I can see Mrs. Noah come around and say, Dad, are you sure? Mrs. Noah came, Dad, are you sure? Noah said, don't talk like that. You see, I like the drama the prophet was giving here. He said he had patience, cause, because he had faith. Yes, sir. He had virtue. He had knowledge that God was right. He had temperance. He didn't fly loose. Amen. No, no. He had patience. God promised God will do it. God will do it because God said it. My brother, my sister, God have said it. God bless you. Keep on believing because he has said it. It is his word. And his word is law. When it's spoken, it is yea and amen. It's finished. And then the prophet said, he said, put him always before you. Put God always what? Before you. He said, you can't cross him. See, you don't need to cross. Praise the Lord. Let him always be before you. So just keep him before you. He says so. And it's going to happen, see. Keep him before you. That's right. Don't cross over. Praise the Lord. He had patience. And truly, it came to pass. The rains came. But Noah had patience. For 7 days, he was still believing that it will what? It will rain. And the rain came. But look at what God gave to the promise. He said, go and tell the people, tomorrow is coming. And yet, 7 days, oh, your faith is being what? Tested. Your faith being tested. Amen. And then he brought in Moses also. That Moses had real patience with what? The children of Israel in the wilderness. See? The prophet said, even one time when that rebellion bunch of people had such impatient, they caused Moses to do something that was wrong. But yet when it came to the showdown, God got sick of those people, their action. He says, separate yourself, Moses. I will kill the whole bunch of them and start anew. What happened? That man with that patience. He said, he throwed himself in the breach. Amen. Moses throwed himself in the breach. He said, God, don't do it. See? Patience with the people that was rebelling against him. Watch it, my brother. The people who were rebelling against him. When God has said, separate yourself, let me finish these people. Oh, my brother, my sister, if it were you, the people that are rebelling against you, you surely separate them. Now God killed them. Finish them. See, but that wasn't Moses. He had patience with the people. He had real patience for the people that were rebelling against him. He was still believing that one day they would change. So God, don't kill them. He had patience with the people that were rebelling against him. Praise the Lord. And the prophet asked this question. I wonder if we could do that. Brother Tony, the prophet is asking a question here. I wonder if we could do that. Brother Vegas, I wonder, can we do that? People that are rebelling against you, telling you all sort of what? Then when opportunity has come that God will wipe them out, you still have patience for these people. Said, oh God, please don't do it. See? Stood in the breach. Moses had patience. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, we need to what? The prophet said, if you can't, don't try to build on this. Huh? If you can't do that, don't try to build on this. And that's the way every one of them has to be vulcanized. Because this has to be vulcanized with this, vulcanized with this, vulcanized with this. Amen. The same material, the same spirit. Amen. It has to vulcanize. And so he said, if you don't have that patience, please don't. If you don't, he said, you don't come to the stature of the dwelling place of the living God. And if you can't, you can never build a house for the dwelling place of what? The living God. Amen. Because you haven't got patience. Patience with one another. Let's watch this. Amen. Patience with one another.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let's watch it. And again, after Noah, the prophet came on the three Hebrew children. Another drama here. The three Hebrew children. He said the Hebrew children had patience. Sure, they did. God has promised them, told them, don't you bow down to any image. But they had patience, said, our God is able. But nevertheless, we are not going to bow to your image. See? Patience, knowing this, that God will raise him up in the last days. Amen. These three Hebrew children, they believed God's word that don't bow to any image. And this is a time, look at the condition they faced. Now they were at a time when the king, Nebuchadnezzar, has made a proclamation. The enemies of these, Daniel and these three Hebrew children, they have made Nebuchadnezzar to make a proclamation that anyone who doesn't bow to the image, the person must be what? Sent into the furnace of fire. Amen. And these Hebrew children were faced with this situation now. To bow or not to bow. But he said they had patience with what? With God. So the whole thing is have patience with God. And they believe that even in at any time, God will what? Will raise them up. Amen. And then this is what the prophet said. Said, this life don't mean so much after all. If you believe that God can raise you up again, then this life don't mean so much after all. Oh, praise the Lord. So that when you are faced with God or die. Amen. Say, denounce God or die. You rather what? Die.
Amen.
Because this life, because you believe, you have faith. You have faith that when even you die, he's what? He's going to raise you up again.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the prophet, he is truly the prophet. The words that comes out, you know, you could see that it comes from what? It comes from right from the throne of God. This life doesn't mean anything anymore. If you have faith that God can raise you up. That was what three Hebrew children, that is what they were believing. So they have patience for God. Amen. That God will raise it up again in the last day. But when it comes to bowing to an image, we won't do it. Amen. And then the prophet said, now, we will give Caesar what is Caesar's. But when it comes to Caesar interfering with God, God first. Amen. We will give all that is for Caesar, we'll give it to him. But when it comes to Caesar interfering with our God, then God first. Amen. God said, don't bow. So they took that word. They will never bow. And look at what the king said. The next day, the king called them. They brought them before Nebuchadnezzar. And he said, all right, boys. Are you ready to remember me as your king? They said, certainly. Live forever, O king. You see, they are giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Amen. He said what? Certainly, live forever, O king. They are giving him what? The honor, everything. Praise the Lord. It's for him. Then he said, now bow down to my image. That's why I said, no. You are trying to interfere. Oh, praise the Lord. For your own, we will honor you. Oh, live forever. Oh, king, you are the king. Certainly, you see. But when you are interfering into my worship, no, sir. No, sir. And King Nebuchadnezzar said, well, you are going to burn up. You see, you are wise men. You are smart. You have been great help to us. You've been a blessing to our kingdom. Can't you understand? I don't want you to do this, you see. But I've made a proclamation here, and I've got it to be done. I don't want to throw you in there. Oh, man, what's the matter with you? And they responded, I know that sounds all right, but our God is able to deliver us. Amen. Our God is able to deliver us. And so he gave the drama. He said, okay, now go up. Said they started walking up the ramp. One looked at the other, and they said, it will be all right. Amen. Said they went one step. God wasn't there. Two steps. God wasn't there. He wasn't there in the third step, three steps, four steps, five steps. God was still not there. And they were going towards what, the furnace. God has not come. But they still had patience. See, faith working patience. Oh, hallelujah. Till they got into the fire, and the prophet said, and when they hit the bottom of the pit, he was there. Amen. When they hit the bottom of the pit, he was there. Oh, my brother, my sister, when things are getting so crooked and here and there in your life, things are not straightened up. Oh, and the tide is against you. Everything is just, my brother, when you get to the bottom, he will be there. Oh, hallelujah. Just continue to have patience for him. And let your faith, what? Bring forth that patience. Hallelujah. So when they hit there, he said, when they hit the bottom of the pit, he was there. See? They had patience. Oh, hallelujah. It makes me to remember that song. We will sing that song this evening. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Amen. Amen. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Oh, Jesus Christ, to atone. When the darkness I see, you'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan. You will never go alone, my brother, my sister. He's there waiting. Let's have that patience. Amen. Now let's look at another group of people. The prophet talked about the Pentecostal people. He's talking about the upper room, the day of Pentecost. He said, as long as they got the commission, wait until you are endued with power. That was the commission they were given. Wait. How long? They don't know it. It's a question of what? Wait. How long? They don't know. The commission is wait until you are endued with what? With power. I said, I not question how long it will be. My brother, don't ask how long it's going to be. Amen. Amen. They just got the answer. Wait until. The answer is wait until. Amen. See, I said, and so they went up there and said, all right, boys, maybe in 15 minutes now, the Holy Spirit is going to come on us. See? They are anticipating that in 15 minutes' time, they will receive what? The Holy Spirit. See? And they were going to have, and then we are going to have our ministry. 15 minutes passed, nobody. One day passed, no. 2 days. 3 days. 4 days. 5. They were still in the upper room praying. My brother. 6 days. Nothing. They still continue praying. 7 days. Hoy. And then he said, some of them might have said, hey, don't you think we have got it already? You see, it's the devil that's trying to. That's how the devil comes. Don't you think we have already got it? And then so I said, no, that's not it. Let's look at the scripture, how the scripture said it. Oh, hallelujah. How Joel said it. Then he said, the devil said, you know, you have already got what you want. Go and start your ministry. See? You have already got it. Go and start your ministry. He said, no. We haven't got it yet. Because he said, there will come. He said, it has to take. He said, there will be what? With stammering lips and other tongues will I speak to these people. And this is the rest that I said. See? So they were looking at what? The word. Amen. Hallelujah. What the word has prophesied through Joel, what Joel had prophesied, they are not seeing it. And so when the devil was trying to tell them, go and start your ministry. See? You have got it. Go and start your ministry. Said, no. That's not what the word what tells us. My brother, knowledge. See? Comes all to what? Knowledge. You got to know the scripture. And know that when the devil comes to tell you something different, because you have knowledge, oh, he said, hey, devil, get behind me. It is not yet time for me to go. This is not it. Amen. They waited 9 days. Nothing. But on the 10th day, oh, hallelujah. Oh, something happened. Oh, praise God. And they had patience to wait, my brother. They had patience to wait. And so the prophet said this in the same message. He said, see, so many of us try to do the works of Christ before the reflection of Christ in us. See? My brethren, my young brethren that are coming, the work of God is so great. Amen. There's a need of what? Many laborers. Because the field is very ripe. Hallelujah. Amen. But meanwhile, make sure that you have received it, the ministry, before you go out. Amen. Because here the prophet is saying, so many of us try to do the works of Christ before the reflection of Christ in us. See? You go to wait for the reflection of Christ to project. Now there's the trouble, you see. We find those things happening, you know it. I know it. We see these stumbles along the road. We find a scrap heaps of ministers, of Christians, pile along the roadside. See? It's because they didn't go into it right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now you have what? So we have so many ministers and bishops and apostles and so many. See? Why are they not preaching the truth? It's because they never waited for the reflection of what? Christ in their lives. Praise the Lord. They never had the patience to wait on the Lord, to receive from God before going out. So the prophet is saying, we have what? A scrap heap of what? Ministers and Christians along what? Along the road. They come, stand behind a pulpit. All that they can preach is how to what? Siphon money from the congregation. Who can give me 200 people stand here, 400 people stand here, 500 people stand here, special prayers for what? As much money that you pay, you receive what? The blessings for that. Oh, my brother, my sister, scrap heap of what? Ministers. And people do it. They follow 500. You just go and stand on the 500 side because he wants what? More blessings. Oh, my brother, my sister. If they have this, knowledge will tell them that all these things are not the word of God. They will run away quickly from that place. But without knowledge, it's a lack of knowledge. My brother, that's why this house is so important for you and me. Amen. And so listen to what the prophet said here. He said, that is why I am here this morning. So we'll make it this night. That is why the Holy Spirit is here tonight. Is to try to teach this little church and myself. The prophet said, teach this church and myself how that we can become the dwelling place of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, how many would like to be like that? The prophet asked, how many will, oh, God bless you, my dear sister, that you be a dwelling. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Oh, God bless you over there at the corner, that you be the dwelling place. Said the prophet said, that's why I am here this morning, to teach this little church and myself how we could be what? We become the dwelling place of the living God, reflecting Christ. Amen. Our life become what? An epistle being read of all men. When you are walking the street, people will be reading Christ in you. Oh, hallelujah. People see that this is a different woman. This is a different man. Your life is portraying something exceptionally different. Amen. So he said, now, if you've got that kind of patience after God, God gives you a promise. And you see it in the Bible. Just say, it's mine. Then wait. See? If you have that kind of what? Patience. God gives you a promise. You see it in the Bible. And you say, it is mine. Then wait. Wait for it. Amen. And if you've got that kind of patience, add it to your faith. Amen. And you see how high you are getting now. See, you see how high you are getting now. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, faith being your what? Foundation, virtue. Oh, knowledge, temperance, and patience. And you see how high you are going. Oh, praise the Lord. My brother, but it should be vulcanized. The prophet said, if it doesn't vulcanize, it will crumble down. If any of them doesn't vulcanize, it will what? It will crumble down. All must be the same. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, But if you got genuine faith, then put genuine virtue to it. Then genuine knowledge. Then genuine temperance. Then genuine patience. See? You are moving right on up the line. All right? Amen. My brother, my sister, let's look at David. David has been anointed as what? To be a king. But his life had turned to be what? A fugitive. Sleeping in caves. Being chased by Saul. Then we know the story already. God presented him. Now this is your enemy who has been tormenting you. Just finish him up and go and take your throne. See? Finish him up and go and take your throne. But look, what did David say? He said, even his own tormentor, he said, he's the Lord's anointing. Amen. He's the Lord's anointing. He will not take his, he will not raise his hands against what? God's anointing. 2 times he had opportunity, but David had patience. Amen. He had patience to wait on God as long as God has anointed him. That God that anointed him, that same God had to put him on the throne. Amen. So he's not going to have any shortcuts. Oh, my brother, my sisters, let's watch the shortcuts. The shortcuts are dangerous. Amen. Shortcuts are dangerous. Impatience are dangerous. Praise the Lord. I once told you, one time when I was on the road coming, see, little things, we must watch it carefully. There was this slow car in front of me, and it wouldn't even go a little to the left for me to pass. I started to get impatient. See, no matter how, I had to overtake this car. And when I decided to do overtaking, whilst I was abreast of him, see a car just appear. Because of impatience, I didn't actually watch whether that place is okay for me to do the overtaking. And now look, another car just appeared. And that car has to wave to one side to just give me what, the chance to what? To bypass. And when I bypass, I said, oh God, what is this? Amen. Well, I went on. Who? Within maybe 5 kilometers later, I met 3 articulators all just lined up in front of me. So I went behind them. And then the car that I overtook with impatience, I looked at the driving law, he was also behind me. What have I done? I did nothing. See? I did nothing. Impatient. I could have what? Killed myself. Patience. See? And when I was looking at the car behind me, I could see maybe the man was laughing at me. See? My brethren, patience. Now, David had that same patience, you see, that he doesn't want any shortcut. He will wait on the Lord, for the Lord himself, what? To do his own will. Amen. Then we know of Job also. Oh, the patience of Job. That even the scripture wrote here in James, he said what? James 5, 10 and 11. He said, take, my brethren, the prophets, who has spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Amen. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job. Amen. Ye have heard of patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord. See? That the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Amen. Job, the patience of what? Job. How many could have endured it? Till the impatient, the wife came. And you know what the wife told him? Said, and so do you still hold your integrity? Why don't you curse God and die? But the patience of God, the patience of Job, faith working patience. He had faith in God. The foundation was strong. And so it produced that kind of word, faith. For that kind of word, patience. Said, you talk like one of those foolish women. See? He was ready to wait. Because it's God that gave. And if he has taken, glory be to his name. Praise the Lord. So, let's look at our last scripture in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Let's look at our last scripture. Let's have that patience, brother. It's not easy at times, but it always produces what? The right thing. Amen. Look at the way how probably I might have killed myself and my family. Because of impatience. And God wanted to prove to me that, look, you have done something impatient. And so I'll gather three articulators in front of you. Now bypass them and go. Let's see. Amen. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. You see, we are compassed about all these prophets and our fathers who had faith and patience to wait on the Lord, and they received the promises. Amen. Said we should be followers of them, that through faith and patience, they inherited the promise. And now these are all what? They compass about us with a great cloud of what? Witnesses. Yeah? Let us lay aside every weight then, you see, and the sin that doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience. Amen. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Amen. There is a race before us, and it has to take patience, my brother. Looking on to Jesus, see, let's look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. See, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And then James 1:4, just part of it, he said, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect. Amen. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. Amen. We are compassed about all these witnesses of our fathers and prophets. My brother, it's a testimony challenging us. Let us also run this race with all patience, my brother. Tonight, check yourself. There are a lot of things that comes along your life. How have you, through patience, handled them? Amen. Check your own self. If truly you have that patience with God. Even what you are seeking from God. My sister, you are looking some, you are desiring, you have a request before the Lord. Many years now, you have not received it. How are you, by faith, waiting patiently that God will surely answer? Amen. The three Hebrew children, they believed that even this life, if they lose it, they will surely, that it will be what? They will be raised up. And that raising up is greater than anything. Amen. The true resurrection. And my brother, the same thing. We know that what? There is coming a resurrection. There is coming a rapture. Are you patiently running this race, preparing yourself for the rapture? Well, let's take all these things into consideration. As we build this house, before, when we come to the close of it, brethren, let us be assured by ourselves that we have really created a dwelling place for the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. That all these things, we have what? The power to control them. Controlling our temperance. Renewing our knowledge. Always drawing from the source. Amen. So that we'll be imbued with what? Virtue. So that anyone who comes can draw from us. And then our faith being the foundation, being so strong. Amen. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Musicians. He will be there waiting. Even when it is so hard, he will be there waiting. Remember when the disciples were on the sea and were being tossed by the waves and the billows. The devil had wanted to throw them into the angry sea. But he was there, walking on the sea. Oh, praise the Lord. He's always there. Wherever you are heading to, whatever your request, whatever you are looking for, he is there. He is there to meet you. Just be patient with him. And let your faith be strong. Praise the Lord. He is there. He will meet you over there. Oh, praise God. Shall we stand?
When I come to the river at ending of day, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, there'll be somebody waiting to show me the way. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Oh yeah, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died for all my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, you'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Oftentimes I'm forsaken and weary and sad, when it seems that my friends have all gone. There is one thought that cheers me and makes my heart so glad. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Oh yes, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died for my sins to atone.
When the darkness I see,
I see you'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross
Jordan.
Oh, through the pillow, though the pillows of sorrow
and trouble
may sweep, Christ the Savior will care for
his
own, for his very own,
till the end of my
journey, my soul he will keep. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
Jesus died for my sins
to atone.
When
in the
darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me.
I won't have to
cross Jordan alone.
I won't have to cross.
I won't have to cross Jordan
alone. Jesus died for my sins to atone.
When the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me.
I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
My brother, look at the house.
Amen.
Look at it closely, my brother.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We started with faith, to virtue, to knowledge, to temperance, and to patience. My brother, my sister, look at them closely. And ask yourself, still somewhere that is not right. Tonight, just speak to him. Just tell him, Lord, I need more faith. Lord, I haven't got sufficient virtue. I haven't got enough virtue in me. Because the prophet says, as long as virtue went out of him to heal the woman, he's expecting also that same virtue to be in his church, to be in you also. Or is it knowledge? To know the right from wrong. Through the word of God. Lord, help me. Open my mind. Or is it temperance? You can't control your temper. Tonight, just tell him, Lord, give me a heart. Prepare me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Or patience. The impatience in your life, you can't. Many a time, maybe you ask your request, it's not forthcoming, and then you just lose faith. So, Lord, grant me the patience to wait. Till, Lord, you have answered me. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. As we are going to pray, let's just sing this song.
Wait upon the Lord shall renew his strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Teach
Jesus.
Me, Lord, to wait. Yes, to wait.
Teach me, Lord, to wait.
As you sing prayerfully,
down on
let your heart be in prayer.
Still in your own good time. Oh, you answer my pleas. Teach me not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. Hallelujah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew.
This is the promise. Oh, that the Lord said, if you wait on me, I will renew your strength.
Eagles,
if only you
they
wait
shall
on me.
Run and not be worried. They
you
shall
run.
And not
you never
faint.
Be worried.
Teach me,
you
Lord,
walk and you never faint.
Teach me, Lord, to wait. Yes,
patience.
To wait.
Patience.
Teach me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord,
to wait. While hearts
if you want
are
patience,
aflame,
then.
Help
as the prophet said,
my pride,
ask for more troubles. Allow
keep
temptation and trial to come unto you.
Keep my
and
eyes
see how you'll be strong
me.
In your patience.
Help me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord
wait upon him.
Shall renew.
It is
oh,
his strong promise.
Shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Yes, to wait. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
My brother, just commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. You know where, whatever you need, just tell him, Lord, renew it for me. Renew my strength, Lord. Renew it, Lord. My faith is not strong, Lord. Renew my faith, Lord. Renew my faith, Lord. I'm waiting on you tonight, Lord. I believe that, Lord, you can make the difference. Lord, my temper. I always fuss about. I'm always thrown into anger. Lord, tonight, I surrender, Lord, to you. I surrender, Lord.
Given up to Lord, Father, thine, Father, word of Lord, Savior, Father. Oh God, thou hast, Lord, expounded unto us. Father, how good.
Father, I lay myself before you, God.
To meet, Lord, Father, with the word given in this way. Father, Lord, and to see, Father, oh God. Father, the very grace we need, Lord, Savior. Remember, Lord, even upon this time, Savior, the needs that we have amidst us, oh God. Father, thou knowest them all, Lord, Savior. We pray, even at this hour, Father, we are grateful for all things, oh God, and we look to thee. We glorify your name. We lift thee, Lord, even above all. We raise thee from everlasting, Savior, to everlasting. Direct us now, shepherd us now, hear us now, Jesus, we pray.
Brother George, come and close us in prayer. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, to hear your word, Father, ministered, O God. Lord, and we can look in our lives as well. And when we look, Lord, Father, where we've been gleaning in the message, and we come to your house and we see those same principles being taught, Lord. Father, not by a man, but being taught by you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, those principles of waiting upon thee, O God, waiting, Lord, like they did in the upper room, Father.
Yes, Lord.
They're waiting, Lord, Savior, for that spirit, Lord, Father, to fill us before we'd go, Father. For, Lord, if we were to go without Thee, O God, Lord, we'd make shipwreck of our lives, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Father, we would be caught up in the cares of this life.
Amen.
Father, we'd become people, Lord, who'd be out for money and not people who are out, Lord, Savior, for the sake of the gospel, Father. Give us grace. Give us mercy, Father, that we take careful examination, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
of our lives, Lord, how we walk, Lord, Savior. Father, knowing any, Lord, Savior, Father, that there be the big churches out there that have so many people, Father, that have all the right instruments and the right voices. They have all, Father, that, Lord, Savior, money can give them, Lord, Savior. But Lord, here we have, Lord, a humble church with nothing in it,
yes,
Lord, Savior.
Lord.
Father, just a few people, Lord, Savior,
yes,
who
Lord.
Just love Thee, O God. But Lord, one big thing we have tonight, Lord, though we may not have the monies, we may not have the, Lord, Savior, musicians, we may not have all that money would buy, but we have the Holy Ghost,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Father, Lord God, we are glad tonight, Lord,
Amen.
That we have that, Lord, Savior. You said, come and buy without money, without
yes.
price. And we are glad, we are so privileged, Lord. We are so honored tonight, Lord, that Father, when you, Lord Savior, would step down and condescend in Dublin tonight,
yes,
Lord. Father, we believe, Lord Savior, that you would come by this way, Father. Lord, and you are here tonight,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Father,
Jesus.
Your holy angel, Lord Savior, Lord, is within our, Lord Savior. Lord, surroundings, Lord, tonight, Lord Savior. Father, listening in, Lord Savior. So happy, Lord Savior, that
thank
we are
you,
here, Lord.
Lord
Savior God. Father, we are, Lord Savior, Father. Oh God, now, Lord Savior, going home. Let us keep this word, Lord. Let us feed the flame, Father.
Yes,
let us feed, Lord,
God.
Even upon these things, Lord. For so good is this word, Lord, Savior God. Father, there's so much, Lord, we can learn from this word, Lord, Savior God. Lord, that we can clothe ourselves with
yes,
those
Lord.
Virtues, Lord, that you desire, Lord, Savior God. That we be perfected, Lord, Savior. Father, knowing indeed, Lord, Savior, Lord, that if we would go home tonight, Lord, and we'd, Lord, Savior, kindle this fire.
Yes,
we'd feed this
God.
Fire, Father, with your gospel. Lord, and we'd be so consumed by this fire
Amen.
Until all, Father, that would come out of us, Lord, is those, Lord, Savior, virtues of a perfect man, Lord, Savior
yes,
God. Give
God.
Us grace tonight, we pray, remembering them that have not made it tonight.
Yes,
you know
Lord.
Their situation, you know their condition, Lord,
yes,
Savior God.
Lord.
Father, we don't want to ask or we don't want to think what, Lord, but we just pray for them, Lord, that in our next service may they be with us, oh God.
In the name
Lord,
of
Father,
Jesus
if we
Christ.
Think tonight, Lord, Father, if the prophet was around tonight, if he was, Lord, to resurrect, Lord. Father, he'd be here tonight, Lord. Father, feeding, Lord, even upon this word, Lord.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Glad to be able to be of service, Lord, Savior, to Thee, O King. And we pray, Father, for our brothers and sisters that are not with us, O God. Lord, give them a burden at heart, Lord, that
Amen.
They desire, Lord, to be in all the services, Lord, Savior. Lord, that we'd, Lord, Savior, be a people that would so, Father, desire to enter into your house, O God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask your grace now. And as we part, Lord, we intercede, Lord, even upon their behalf, like Moses did, Lord, Savior. We intercede for them, Father. Give them grace that they would come in, Lord, Savior, to your gates on Sunday with joy amidst their hearts,
in
O God.
The name
Lord,
of Jesus
Father, we
Christ.
Thank Thee for this word. Bless our brother, Lord. Father, you have used tonight, Brother Maxwell. You restore virtue. You restore strength
thank
unto
you,
him, Lord
Jesus.
Savior. Father, you know all things, Lord. You knew, Lord, that tonight, Lord, Savior, we'd be in this place, Lord. Father, you knew this night, Lord, Savior. Father, even before creation, you knew how we'd meet and how we'd be here and the very word that would be preached, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
What would be needed, Lord. Father, we don't want to despise this word in any way, but we want to thank you for this word. We want to thank you so much, Lord, Father, for feeding us this night, Lord, Savior God. And as we go, Lord, Savior, help us, Lord, to be a faithful people, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, to be a people who would consider our ways, Lord. Lord, not be a people who would point the word, Lord, Father, to the next brother or the next sister, Lord. But we'd point the word to ourselves, oh God.
Yes,
for we want
Lord.
To change, Lord. And we are living in a day when we are expecting, Lord, a body change, Lord, Savior. How
yes,
would we, Lord, Savior,
Lord.
Change without faith, Lord, Savior, God? Lord, give us faith, Lord, Savior, that we'd build, Lord, Savior, even upon these things, Lord. Father, that our brother's preaching,
oh,
Lord, Savior, God.
Thank
for
you,
to
Lord
think,
Jesus.
Lord, Savior, you said in my Father's house there are many mansions,
Lord. Lord, you promised us each, Lord, Father, a mansion, Lord, a house that you are preparing,
yes,
oh God.
My
Lord,
God.
But Lord, Savior, how you would desire to prepare us now, Lord, Father, to inherit that mansion, Lord, Savior God. Father, we, Lord, Savior, believe, Lord, we'd never get in there by chance, Lord. We'd never get in there by mistake, Lord, Savior. Father, for you said through the prophet, Lord, only perfect love, Lord, Savior, would, Lord, Savior, inhabit, Lord, Father, those mansions, Lord, Savior God. And how we long for that place, how we long for that city, Lord. Father, we hear, Lord, Savior, our brother preaching about it, Lord. Lord, we sing about it, Lord. Father, Lord, we pray about it, Lord, Savior.
Yes,
Father, be with
God.
Us as we part. Keep us, Lord Jesus, we pray. Father, that, Lord, that flame would just consume us, Lord, Savior, until we are
Jesus,
made even into your perfect image, Lord,
oh,
God.
Yes,
Lord, let us die to ourselves, Lord,
Amen.
And you resurrect amidst our lives, oh God. Give us grace, give us perfect love one for another, we pray. Bless this night, Lord, and bless, Lord Savior, all that has been said, Lord. Bless it to our bodies, Lord,
Amen.
That when we would come back, Lord God, this word would, Lord, still be living itself out of our lives, oh God,
in
we pray.
Jesus'
bless
name.
Us as we part now, and keep us, oh God. You be glorified this night, we ask, in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we thank the Lord. Just continue in your prayer as we meet Lord willing, if the Lord tarries on Sunday, just commit a Sunday's meeting into the hands of the Lord. Remember your pastor. Remember the ministry. Remember the song leaders and the musicians. Remember everybody that the Lord will quicken us. Before even we come here with anointing. So remember Sunday, our meetings into the hands of the Lord.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine.
God bless you, my sister.
Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy. May I rich grace impart, oh, strength to my fainting heart. My zeal inspire, yes, thou hast died, yes, died for me. Oh, may my love to thee, pure and changeless be, a living fire. While life's darkness I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness end today, wipe sorrow's tears away. No, let me ever stray from the eye.